understand scaling challenges, since the goal of pilot projects is to eventually roll the solution out to the rest of the organization. Planning for how to scale up to enterprise-wide solutions should begin as part of a pilot. Gathering useful information on potential scaling challenges should be an explicit pilot outcome. As the pilot is underway, those involved should be considering how to ensure that different user skill levels, work volumes, or information system differences can be accounted for so that other rollouts will not be prohibitively time-consuming. The pilot typically uses power users, and their learning curves will tend to be shorter than it will be for other teams, so this should be accounted for in planning. One solution is resource sharing. For example, some power users might be temporarily put on teams that are likely to have steep learning curves. Scaling challenges can take forms such as the following. Other areas not included in transformation solution design may not have awareness of the need for benefits of the transformation and may not buy into the changes or feel a sense of urgency. Users may have different skill levels, especially in terms of problem-solving skills or ability to incorporate organizational learning. Some areas may not have sufficient supply chain maturity and can have prerequisites to address, such as upgrading software systems or versions. Even when supply chains share the same operationalized customer segment and can use the same supply chain metric priorities, some areas may have significantly more complexity than others, such as more categories of customers, more product families, more SKUs, higher volume, a wider sales mix, or more suppliers. Changes tend to impact a lot more people than were initially considered. A key tool for understanding scaling challenges by implementation area is an organizational map of every location, functional area, team, and individual. From this, identify the subset that will be part of a given project's rollout. This documentation is developed much earlier in the transformation and includes information on geographic scope and maps, product and services scope, and operational teams and reporting structures. As the to-be state of the supply chain emerges, the to-be status of these organizational maps also needs to be developed using an iterative process. Assuming that this documentation has been kept up to date, it will be highly useful for determining things such as the following. Who should be involved in the project and when? For example, who should be involved in design? Who should be power users for testing? Who should be involved in deployment to ensure involvement and buy-in? What training or recruitment will be required to address skilled gaps? Whether the rollout needs to be conducted in smaller subsets than initially intended due to more people needing training or more significant changes needed. When a particular area requires more maturity, this might be accommodated by developing some additional steps in the current project, or such areas might need to have some prerequisites addressed using a separate project designed to get them up to speed. For example, if a project assumption was that salespersons are keeping the sales pipeline up to date, but it turns out that they do not do so until sales turn into actual orders, then providing training on this prerequisite might need to be a project.